Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thisweekingeek. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
All hands report to the bridge. This is Future Imperfect, only on This Week in Geek. Dinette, I am your intrepid captain, Mike the Birdman Dud, but I'm not alone as we look to the end of all good things. And believe me, no, the show's not over with, so don't tune out yet. I am joined with my second-in-command, my XO,
Steve Megatron Phillips.
And of course, we couldn't operate this bucket of bolts without my awesome engineer and part-time science officer.
That sci-fi guy, Leo Thompson.
So yes, guys, we are back here on Future Imperfect. It is Devil's Night, so make sure you got your phaser set to stun, because you know there's going to be some asshole kid toilet paper in your house tonight. Once again, we are brought to you by the good folks at SFI.org, Starfleet, the world's largest Star Trek online fan club, and OffroadDesigns.com. Where you can get t-shirts at 10% off using promo code BROHOOF over there. Go check them out. Good for international customers as well. So on today's show, we're going to be looking at the best, the worst, and then possibly how these series should have ended. Looking at the best and worst series finales across the board here. So once again, we will not have an Elkar for this episode, nor a Replicator. But stay tuned in November for reviews from some other Trekkie stuff. So, whoo boy, all good things must come to an end, and unfortunately that means Star Trek. So, we look across these series. We have the original series, TNG, DS9, Voyager, and Enterprise. Which do we think had the best? Which do we think had the worst? I think one of the best from an action standpoint was Voyager. And I know you guys are going to say I'm giving Voyager a like hand job, but there are flaws with that episode because it wraps up just a little too nicely, for example. It would have been nice if it had been ambiguous. Will they get home eventually? But it's hopeful.
That or one more episode.
That or just one... A television movie would have been a great send-off for that, actually.
Did not like how that one ended at all.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, since they got Shaft from a movie.
Well, yeah, and they... pretty much like, hey, they've killed the Borg and all that crap, so it's just I like a lot of the action in that episode. I really think it's great, but I don't like how everything is resolved in 5 minutes. Right at the end, they get through the wormhole, they blow the Borg transwarp network, the Queen is like, must have been something you assimilated, and falls to pieces, and I'm like, alright, that's cool. Give me 10 more minutes. It would have been nice to see them talk to their families or something. Or
something, yeah.
Like, yeah. Just like, hey, we're home, fuck off. It's...
I mean, really, to me, there's kind of just no contest. It's the All Good Things Next Gen episode. I mean, close second I would give maybe to DS9, but you kind of have to count, like, the entire 10 episodes leading into it, because it kind of, it didn't just have a finale, it had kind of a, you know, epic tale at the end. But I mean, really, it's the next gen, just the, you know, the whole premise of it was just phenomenal. The, you know, different time periods and just, you know, yeah, it was just, yeah, that, I mean, that one was just really well done.
It felt the most emotionally satisfying out of all of them. Steve, what do you think?
For the best one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm kind of torn here because some of them wrap up really nice, and then some of them, I think it was a cop-out or stuff like that, but I like Voyager's ending for the fact that it's very action-y and it kind of I love the aspect of the time travel, but I think All Good Things did it better. And it I really like All Good Things much more than any of the other endings because it starts off kind of out there. Even though you get to see a lot of stuff replayed, it's nice to see things kind of go back to the first season before the encounter at Farpoint, to see, you know, the beginning of time, to see the full circle with Q and with his trial, have the present day and then a possible future, had everything worked out with, you know, like the Enterprise and all that kind of stuff. So, but I think that a lot of that episode was really nicely done. I love the fact that it did time travel, but I also love the fact that it showed them in the present trying to work towards not having that particular future now that they know what it is because of Picard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it had a lot of moments with Q kind of playing God.
Well, and it was actually satisfying. Like, you know, like you said, you know, they actually went back and they touched on these things that they set up, and you know, and it felt like it felt like it was actually like encompassing, and like it actually felt like, you know, the ending to this long journey, and like it was, like I said, it was actually satisfying. That's where, like, Voyager, I mean, yeah, it had a lot of action and some neat things, but the way that it leaves you off is just like, you're just kind of like, oh, really? You're stopping there? Like, I just wasn't satisfied.
Now,
yeah, I can definitely get behind that.
One of the other ones I think that had a good finale, but I don't like how ambiguous it left this one in particular, was DS9.
Mm.
I'd like to know what the hell happened to Sisko, truly. I know in the books they bring him back to fight the Borg when the Borg take over and all that shit. He comes back from the prophets or whatever.
Didn't he become a god in that, more or less? That's
or some stupid shit like that. And that was...
Well, that's no different than having Janeway, you know, die and come back and all that kind of stuff in the books, too. And they did that with Kirk. So, I mean, you can't really count the books.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, I have not read a good Trek novel yet. Though that might be a future topic, but Lord knows I don't have time to read. Although I will say DS9 had a fairly intense wrap-up. Which is what I liked about it. It felt like a war story. That was fucking cool.
Well, yeah, but like I said, when I say DS9, though, I kind of feel like you have to include, like I said, the last, like, whatever, like, 5 or 7 episodes or whatever it is. It was literally labeled Part 1, Part 2, you know, because it is this, like, big war story, more or less, you know. It's definitely not less, because, I mean, it was a Cold War for so long, and then by the end, it's like, all right, this is it, you know.
Well, I think it's what, a nine-parter, basically?
Yeah, it's really long.
I mean, you have to watch the whole thing just to understand. I tried watching the last episode when I was blitzing through before watching some of that earlier that season, and I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. So I went back and watched them after doing a little bit of research on when that started, because some of the episodes I just kind of skipped, but I did find it very enjoyable, but I kind of still... to the TNG thing, just because you know, and like Dodd said, I want to know what the hell happened to Sisko.
Yeah, there's just something about that particular ending. Just, you have this awesome war story, like I said, it's been going on for X amount of episodes, it should have this fantastic payoff, and it doesn't. I wonder why that is. Any theories?
I don't really know. I mean, that's I almost wish that they would have done something else with his character, or made him exempt, I don't know, from their whole mess of the prophets. Honestly, that's one of the things I didn't really care for with DS9, and making him, oh, you're one of the prophets now, blah, blah, blah. Or the emissary, or whatever they called him. But... I don't know. I'm not very well versed in DS9 lingo.
I mean, throughout the series, they called him the emissary to the prophets. But I mean, yeah. I mean, more or less, the idea, I think what they were alluding to at the end was that, you know, he went in to become a prophet.
Which I was all right with, but I kind of wish that they would have given him something higher in like Starfleet or something and shown him kind of go on.
Now, we've talked about some really good ones, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Which one sucked?
The other ones?
Okay, but why did they suck?
See, the Enterprise one was just... It was bad. Like, I don't know. The idea of doing the kind of epilogue story, like, oftentimes frustrates me in general, that story framing device. But then, like, literally just making it, like, the footnote to a mediocre TNG episode. It's like, really? They didn't get their big, you know, MASH ending? You know, no, they got to be, like, Riker watching the History Channel for a footnote to an episode that was all right.
I was so in agreement with what you just said. I watched that episode and then I got to that end part and I'm like, WTF, and I'm like, what the hell is this? This is not a good ending. I agree, it's not a it stood fine well on its own. It didn't need to be tied to TNG. I mean, there was one episode that was tied to First Contact.
Right.
Which is arguably one of the best episodes.
The Borg episode.
Yeah, which I agree. It was one of the better episodes. And because of that previous time travel into TNG, it threw everything off.
Yeah.
Which kind of leaves that to wonder how that's affected by the rebooted series. But again,
technically, Enterprise is still canon.
Well, technically it is, but that Borg element from First Contact is not.
Well, it's a ripple. I mean, I would guess it is technically as well.
I would argue not, but again, that's a different subject. only because the TNG crew is totally different and didn't go back in time. So,
but it's time travel that came before it, but that gets all wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, that's another slippery slope. But yeah, I would definitely say that Enterprise didn't have a very good ending, but I wouldn't say it's the worst, only because the original series never actually had a true ending.
Yeah, it kind of just stopped.
It was like, okay, we're out of money, you're done.
Yeah, do you think it was budget that made that episode suck? Or do you think it's the fact of, oh fuck, we don't have anything prepped, we are getting canceled?
I think they knew they were getting canceled getting into the third season, which is why a lot of the stuff kind of got off the wall. With that scene where I think at the end of Enterprise, I think they knew it was getting canceled anyway, too. So that was just their way of...
Well, yeah, Enterprise was almost canceled at the end of season 3. So, you know, they had to know going into season 4 that, like, yeah, this is probably it. I mean, they had some ideas for what they would do in season 5. I think they were going to try to get more into, like, bridging, you know, original series, you know, type stuff, like The City on the Edge of Tomorrow and stuff like that. It seems like there was an episode about that, or The City in the Clouds, or something like that. Some sort of, like, little origin stories to bridge that kind of stuff. But, yeah, at least they went into it knowing, oh, okay, well, this is probably it. Which, yeah. You know, had that episode just been a season finale, I wouldn't have disliked it so much. Like, if it had just been a season finale, and then, you know, the next season, you know, they get it, you know, carried on, it wouldn't have bothered me nearly as much, but it bothered me that that was its final episode.
Yeah, like, for me, I felt kind of ripped off, because that show started to get not bad.
Yeah, well, it's because they handed over the writing reins to Manny Coto and sort of took it, you know, let Berman and Braga kind of distance more for it. You know, people that had, you know, burned out on ideas, Manny Coto was young and fresh and a fan and had interesting stories to tell. But that's all my opinion.
Yeah. Another one that I was disappointed in, well, I want to talk about Voyager for just a minute, which, once again, I feel like a broken record. It's one of those episodes where I feel it's about 60% that's kind of bullshit and 40% I'm okay with this. I liked how they set things up for this, just because I like the idea they made the Borg the final enemy that they'd have to cross to get home. But it felt just a little too convenient that say, Seven of Nine wouldn't have known about this. Because, you know, she knew everything about the Borg and always discovering new shit, like every other week. One thing that felt really out of place to me was the appearance of the Chakotay Seven of Nine relationship. That felt very out of place to me and very underdeveloped.
Yeah, it kind of dropped suddenly.
It seems like a lot of people's stories didn't get resolved, unlike with, at least with All Good Things and TNG. You knew it was Picard's story.
Right.
And it was everywhere, and you got this emotional closure for it. With Voyagers, it didn't feel like Janeway's story, really.
You're right. Voyager was definitely a lot of, it was a lot of people's stories, which is why it felt so disappointing to me, and that whole, like, well, I would like to at least, you know, see some people hugging, I don't know, like... It seemed like, okay, and then,
then just
like, no, dropped. That's it. Like, all right.
Yeah, it's just, however, though, I did like the fact that they brought back the original Borg Queen.
That was cool.
I'm trying to think of what else really kind of worked in that episode. I like the fact that you got to see some characters really ecstatic to go home and they're willing to risk everything for it. Like, yeah. I remember Harry Kim being particularly enthusiastic, Tom Paris, and all of them. And although it kind of sucks that Neelix decided to stay home in the Delta Quadrant, but I obviously see why.
Well, he didn't... He wasn't... Colony. Was it the Delta... Were they in the Delta Quadrant, or did they make it... I don't know, I guess they were still kind of... Yeah, it was basically... It was the first group of Talaxians that they ran across since... It's like, really? You're just going to stay with them? Because that's the first group of Talaxians that you've seen in...
Like, 7 years?
Seven years? Like, all right.
Yeah, that's like, kind
of... You were kind of annoying anyway. You stay there.
Fuck you. Earth don't want you. Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to have seen... I don't know. I would have liked to have seen him go with them, but I can see why he stood, even if it was kind of a weak thing. I think the writers just wanted him out of there because they didn't know what he would do back on Earth, I think. Which sucks, because I think Ethan Phillips is a wonderful actor.
Oh, but, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, nothing against Ethan Phillips, you know. And there's plenty of actors that, you know, that I think that are fantastic. I just didn't like their character. And it's not their fault. It's the way their character was written, you know.
Yeah. So, but things I didn't like about that episode. They got a little too powerful too fucking quickly. A blade of armor and fuck you plot torpedoes.
Yep.
Now, the blade of armor was a really cool idea, even if it did remind me of the 1989 Batmobile. and it felt like the future Janeway. It felt like... It was an accomplishment that wasn't earned. Like they give the explanation, it took them another 25 years, we lost another X amount of people to, you know, get us home. Now I can go back and fix that mistake. Or whatever. But that's 25 years they would have grown together as a family. More people would have been born on Voyager. Mm-hmm. It would have been a generational ship. And I think it would have meant more if they had set course to go home and you give them one television movie, make it the big event, if you will. And maybe if you want to revisit the same plot, that's okay, but you have 2 hours to develop it. And I know the season or the series finale, was that one or two parts? I forget.
I think they were all two-parters.
Yeah. And it seems like it wrapped up too quickly. And I think a show... like that. For 7 years of history, only TNG seemed to get it right. DS9 got it mostly right because it felt like such a huge thing.
I was wrong. Enterprise actually was only a single episode. I guess another reason why it kind of felt like just a season finale instead of a series finale.
Yeah, it just kind of dropped the ball. And technically, the original series never got a true series finale, quote-unquote.
You know what? Honestly, I like to look at the series finale of Enterprise is the last two episodes before it, Demons and Terra Prime, because that is kind of a two-parter, and it's a bit more about, you know, things that are actually relevant within that show. Instead of, you know, doing a callback to another show.
I don't remember what happened with the animated series, truthfully. I don't think it really mattered.
Actually. No, it kind of just, you know.
We're done.
It only ran one season, so it's...
Those are episodic one-offs anyway. They didn't really matter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that really deserve mentioning that are, like, is it worth it? Star Trek series finales always seemed to be a big television event, with the exception, I think, of Voyager's wasn't hugely publicized, and from what I remember. And I don't remember Enterprise's either. I remember vague trailers from UPN. Huh. I remember when TNG aired its series finale, it was on Entertainment Tonight. It was a big deal. TV stations were talking about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a big deal. It was well done, and it was an important, it's
I'm just trying to think of if there's any other ones that really raise kind of the bar in terms of it. I really think the best one of all of them is without a doubt TNG. It's the one that feels the most complete. And what do you think the other series were lacking? Obviously with time, with like Enterprise and surprise cancellation for the original series. What do you think stopped Voyager from getting emotionally satisfying and everything else?
I think maybe Voyager could have, I don't know, had an extra 20-some minute showing them maybe getting debriefed at a starbase and meeting with maybe the Enterprise E crew or something. You know, just even though it would be still kind of crossing over or something, it you know, maybe escort them to a starbase to be briefed or something, and having them all kind of going their separate ways and saying their last goodbyes or something. That could have been something that could have helped that series go along. Similar to how DS9 did it, except for the only thing, again, with DS9 is where the hell is Sisko? I would have liked to have seen him go back to maybe the Defiant or get promoted.
Yeah, that thing with Odo was kind of a fuck off, too.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. I really loved his character, and that was kind of a slap in the face, honestly.
I'm going to go join the big pile of goo. Bye.
Not that surprising, really, you know.
But you think his love for Kira would have made him stay.
Yeah.
And again, he is a big pile of goo, so. goo doesn't have feelings. I don't know. It seems to be like Star Trek, they're either really good or really bad. Or there's something wrong with them almost inherently. And I'm trying to think of other sci-fi series that have really shitty series finales. One that comes to mind for me in particular is The X-Files.
You know, a lot of people didn't like the ending to Battlestar.
Ugh. It's us, really, but in the... Fuck off. Yeah, spoilers. I'm sorry. The moratorium's been over for that for years. So if you haven't seen the ending of BSG, fuck off.
And then, you know, other shows that, like honestly, like Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles, its ending, like, it's frustrating because it kind of leaves off unfinished, but at the same time, at least it did answer some questions. It answered questions and introduced new questions and left a few questions unanswered, so it's not like completely satisfying, but it wasn't like 100% unsatisfying.
Yeah, I think my problem is it felt like such sequel bait, but at the same time, that's Terminator, the future's uncertain, so in a sense, it could make sense if you wanted it to. You have other sci-fi shows that are really unsatisfying ending. The Lone Gunman. That was another unsatisfying ending because they got canceled.
Yeah.
And that got resolved in an X-Files episode.
See, most of the ones that have unsatisfying endings are the ones that got, you know, canceled. Although, there is, like, the flip side of that, like, ALF.
Oh, yeah, with you the TV movie.
Well, no, yeah, they ended up making the TV movie, but the final episode was ALF gets taken away by the government. Like, the government shows up, and they take him away. And that's how the show ended. Because and then eventually they did get that TV, because they're like, you know, you realize that we left this, like, fun family show off with, like, dark ALF dark. Taking it away to be, like, dissected, right?
Yeah, I can only imagine what went through people's minds when they decided to have that meeting. There was something that I read on Cracked a couple of months ago. It's really, really depressing but funny. It was called Depressing Endings to Certain Television Shows. And have you guys ever... I think the show's called Saint Elsewhere. And each episode ends with a... what is it? With a heartbeat monitor and something hooked up to it. At the end of the series, it's a kitten hooked up to the heartbeat monitor, and then it goes to a flat line. That, I think, is the most depressing ending to a television series ever, but it's technically the credits, so it doesn't really count. But still, dead kitten. you like Veb apples. And I guess if you wanted to explore into other realms of disappointing endings, there was one anime series, I can think of this specifically. The ending was so bad, the guy went back and fixed it. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
I was about to say Evangelion. That's just...
Yeah, what the fuck? End of Eva, I still think, is awesome, personally. But a lot of people didn't like what it did to certain characters, the fact that it was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
And with the new rebuild of Eva, I'm still on the fence about that one. So I don't know. I find with sci-fi and stuff like that, it's very hard to please everybody.
Oh, well, you can't please everyone. That's...
Well, I think there are certain shows that ended well and people were satisfied with them. Because you look at things like, say, Breaking Bad, almost universally loved. Endings to shows like... I'm trying to think of other shows that ended on a really, really, really positive note. I think people liked Cheers. Cheers' ending. I'm picking up
Cheers, MASH.
Yeah,
you know.
Cheers, MASH. Seinfeld was unsatisfying. Once again, X-Files. Millennium ended okay, I think. But... I don't know. It seems like with Star Trek, I think maybe we're a little more critical than most, I think. And I'm not precisely sure why that is. So, I guess I've kind of run out of steam with this one, because there's only so much you can really say. Because it depends on budget and time, I think, to make these things well. I mean, I think Enterprise could have had a fantastic send-off if they'd been given another season. To develop what things were going to build to. With DS9, it needed another 15 minutes. Voyager needed another episode or a television movie to really finish it off.
I would have been okay with another 15 minutes, but yeah, another episode or movie would have been good.
TNG, it was perfect.
Yeah.
It answered everything you wanted to, and you felt satisfied. You really felt like everybody grew in that episode, even Q. Which I think is a big deal. And with the original series, it needed another season.
Yeah, easily.
Now, Star Trek Continues, which is a fan project run by Vic Mignola, it picks up 5 seconds after the last episode ends. So it's not even a true series finale either. It's a continuation. So, I don't know. I'd like to see... another series finale for Star Trek. Obviously, we need a new television series to get on the air. or another series of movies to end. Because, well, yeah. I guess if we're talking about series finales, could we talk about Nemesis? Because
no.
Technically that was the end of it. Technically.
That was bullshit. TNG's send-off, but done terribly.
It's just...
No, let's leave it at all good things.
Yeah, all good things. I would have been happy even if never another Trek film at that point. I mean, I'm glad they did, but had they not made another film, that would have been a perfect send-off.
I think for TNG, if we were going to talk movies, Generations would have been a shit send-off. First Contact would have made no sense.
If I like First Contact.
Episode. Oh, yeah, I love it, but it would have made no sense as a series finale.
Yeah.
Insurrection was a long episode of TNG that would fit somewhere in the fifth season.
I was about to say, it was a good like mid-season finale.
Yeah, but certainly not theatrical.
And Nemesis, that would be a good season finale of the show, being that, you know, the whole Data and
Nemesis television movie.
Nemesis to me almost felt like they were trying to create Wrath of Khan for next gen,
but it never quite worked.
Because
they were sending off everybody on their own direction,
yeah,
and like Riker and Troy on their own ship and Crusher to headquarters. So.
And, you know, I mean, it went down to a lot of parallels. I mean, you know, you got the old, you know, person, even though we've never established this person, like, who has a grudge against Kirk and, you know, Picard. And, like, even down to the final battle, like, you know, they meet, like, when the ships are having their battle, they meet in, like, a nebula or whatever. And they do the same sort of, like, there's a lot of, like, kind of notes that are really similar between those movies. And it always felt to me like they were trying to make next gen Wrath of Khan.
I don't think next gen ever needed their own Wrath of Khan. I think First Contact was their best.
Yeah, no, I don't think it needed it either. I'm just saying that's what it felt like they did to me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're trying to do.
Yeah. So I guess ultimately, what's the best? What's the worst? Steve, we're starting with you again.
Okay, I would say, again, TNG, the best season finale, or series finale, hands down, just because it wraps everything up all nice, and it doesn't leave you wanting more at the end. You kind of get the gist that that the journey continues, and everybody's, you know, evolved and fine with it, and it's just showing the possibilities at the end. Whereas... it's kind of a messed up toss up between the other ones just because of different reasons. I can't say that any of the other ones were perfect by any means. So, I mean, I'd kind of throw them all on the bad list for whatever reason that we've already mentioned.
And Leo, what about you?
Well, it's pretty cut and dry to me. Best is obviously, you know, best of TNG, you know, all good things. And worst, even though the original series had a non-ending of literally just kind of, I gotta give it to Enterprise. It's no contest, because that one was just such a slap in the face. I thought it was worse than a non-ending. It was insulting.
I'm gonna have to go with exactly what you said myself. Like, it felt... so betraying, and it felt like the writers could have done more, and like maybe their attempt to make us happy was to tie it into TNG, but in the end I think that's what pissed us off the most, because their voyages meant nothing.
And you know, I believe I forget exactly, it may have been Julian Blaylock and Connor Trenier, but a couple of them walked out of the first read through of that script. They got up and walked out of the room. I said, I think it was those two, but it may have been someone else. But there was definitely somebody on the cast that said, you know, got mad and just walked out of the room.
Said, fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like saying it's almost a slap in the face to the actors, and I can see that being that they're like, oh, we don't trust you guys to end this show very well, so we're bringing in TNG veterans.
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of imagine someone walking into the holodeck, walking into that meeting room, going, guys, I got it, holodeck, and that's when people walk out. That's what I imagine happened in that room that day. Someone just got pissy. But yeah, it sucks that that show never got a proper show. I don't think that show gets enough respect. It gets slagged on a lot. And
it does.
Undeservedly.
I mean, like you said, in, you know, the second season, there were some nugget of good episodes starting to show up, and the third season got much better. And the fourth season, I thought, took a great new direction, you know, with the stories that they were telling. And the idea of the little sort of mini arcs, they sort of felt like little movies, you know, and it wasn't like necessarily this season-long arc that if you came in partway through it, then you were completely lost and there was no way you were going to catch up. But, you know, it kind of was like, it was like Doctor Who stories, you know, where they last like, some were one episode, some were two, some were three, you know, and it just little, like, you know, enough time to really kind of tell an interesting story. And yeah, it was really starting to get good directions towards the end.
So, guys, that's our thoughts on the best and worst series finales. Really hope you guys will give us your thoughts on this. So, once again, drop us an email, feedback@thisweekingeek.net, or call our voicemail line, 817-717-7202. We definitely want to hear from you. Once again, big thanks to our sponsors of SFI.org, Starfleet, the world's largest Star Trek online fan club, and offworlddesigns.com. You can use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order. Of course, bigatallmark.com, audible.com, oneupyourlife.com, and gameaccess.ca. So until next time, we close out with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
That's Sci-Fi Guy Leo Thompson.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live long and prosper.